Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Lions are very, very active in the first 24 hours, and now they've backed off a little bit, but they still have a ton of money to spend, which brings us to what we're going to do today. I want to read a headline today. I want to read the following headline. The Detroit Lions have agreed to terms with. Now, what comes next is the interesting part. So, I got a guy. Gator, you got a guy. Kang, you got a guy?
I got a guy.
Let's play. I'll go first.
Fair enough.
The headline I want to read today is, the Detroit Lions have agreed to terms with free agent guard DJ Fluker from the Seattle Seahawks. Now, he's a ground and pound kind of guard. They've improved their pass blocking with the addition of Jesse James. I think a 1 year, I don't know, $5 to $6 million deal should get it done.
Huh?
Yeah. The familiarity with Daryl Bevel, his offense terminology, makes it kind of a seamless transition. It's a screaming position of need. I'm not ready for Joe Dahl. I kind of like the Joe Dahl, Terrell Crosby backup roles. And if Crosby's good enough to displace Fluker, fine. Or if Dahl's good enough to replace Crosby, he's more of a tackle. I'm multitasking with him. But if one of them's better than him, then fine, let him go. But I think it makes sense. It's an unspectacular move, but it fills a screaming, screaming need.
No, so, I like it. I like it. I might be cheating a little bit, but they do have a lot of money in cap space left, Doug.
Whoa.
A lot.
It sounds to me like you're about to get hyper-aggressive.
The Detroit Lions have agreed to terms with Darquez Dennard, cornerback, on a multi-year deal, and also safety Eric Berry on a one-year deal.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, are you allowed to do two?
No, you're not allowed to do two. Oh, what the hell is he doing?
I don't know.
Why'd you say I couldn't?
Because said, we said we're going to pick one guy, the one guy we want, and you just named two.
I got three guys.
I didn't know it was just one.
I
mentioned. I said we got the cap space. Why are we limited to one?
Because we're signing one today. Okay, you're out. Kang, you're up.
I guess I can't be aggressive.
No, okay. Gator's
kept all his money in his pocket.
I'm trying to improve the team.
Go ahead, Kang.
Well,
do you
know
how easy it is if we could sign a bunch of
guys?
Yeah,
because I have like six guys I want to sign, actually.
Who's the number one guy you want him to sign?
All right, my number one guy. He's going to Nard. We've locked him in. You're locked.
What are you, new here? You know, we set rules. We don't go, which would you rather have? You know, Beyonce.
I don't know why you have to shame me. That's. I don't think that's very nice right now. I was just trying to spend some money.
You're just trying to make
the team better. That's what I was trying to do. But okay, no, I'll play your game.
The game is the number one target?
I thought I answered that. Next.
This guy.
All right.
What about both guys?
How about I just sit this one out, guys?
Yeah. How about you sit it out? Come on, man.
I'll go in the cubicle for the rest of the hour. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Gator, man.
I even prefaced it by saying I'm going to spend some money here. I got excited.
Oh, well, you said maybe I'm cheating. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be interesting. What's he going to do? And then you start.
All you had to say was, yes, you're cheating. We need one. And then I would have gone Darquez Dennard.
Okay, so you're signing Darquez Dennard.
That's what I'm signing.
You multi-year contract.
Yeah, well, none of this one-year crap. You can get him for like a three-year, $15 million deal.
Do you want him for a three-year, $15 million deal?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I want a cornerback who's going to be physical. That's what he is, right?
Okay.
He can tackle.
What, are you disagreeing with that?
No. I'm surprised, based upon your Greedy Williams takes, that you care about whether or not a cornerback is physical.
Well, if this is where we're going, because I want to take Devin White with the eighth pick. You know where I'm at.
All right, Kang, you're up.
All right, my guy, very, very recently released. I mean, right hot off the market right now. Ooh. Running back Isaiah Crowell from the New York Jets.
Well, that was rumored to be potentially going down.
He just got released, and the Lions are in a desperate need of a backup running back. Not just a backup, a 1-2 punch to Kerryon Johnson. I know he's only been in the league 1 year, but he's already been hurt. Zach Zenner, I don't mind Zach Zenner, but I'm not comfortable with that guy going in as the number two running back on this team heading into the week one of the season. I need a guy who's been there, done it before. Isaiah Crowell for me.
Yeah, how everybody feel about Tevin Coleman signing for $5 million a year?
It doesn't seem like a lot of money. Right. I would love
It's the same
to
amount of money Mark Ingram signed for. Everybody like those two signings?
Well, I mean, basically, it's how much money they would have saved if they cut Theo Riddick. Would you have cut Theo Riddick and signed Tevin Coleman?
In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. In an absolute heartbeat.
Would have done it for Mark Ingram in a heartbeat.
But there you go. 248-539. Alas is such a Lions term. The term alas is such a Lions-specific usage.
Well, it does stem from the announcer in the press box. It grew from that, where the announcer in the press – they have an announcer in the PA for the stadium at Ford Field who is different than the announcer in the press box.
The announcer
they have
the
two
press
different
box,
play-by-play yeah. guys in the, up there.
Well, the announcer in the press box just, you know, will tell us – injury report on LeAdrian Waddle. He will not return. He will not return. You know, things like
right,
that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, ball carried by Riddick.
That's a 15-yard gain for Riddick.
Yes, but at one point.
But a penalty for holding. Alas, the play goes back to the 20-yard line.
This guy dropped an alas in a press box PA system once, and it's so Lions. Like, alas is yeah. what could have been, but it's not. That's so Lions.
Alas.
That's the logo with the word alas. Anyway.
Alas, it was only a dream.
So, yeah, they could have had Tevin Coleman. They could have had Tevin Coleman.
And Tevin Campbell.
You know, I did that on about 30 Michigan broadcasts. I kept
did
calling
it a lot
Tevin
this
Campbell.
Year on this show. You guys yeah. both. Actually, Gator did
I
it.
I finally
we were
did
gone,
it the
I
other
think,
day, yeah. But I corrected it quickly.
248-539-9797. Who's the free agent you want to see or position that needs to get filled? We go to Sean in West Bloomfield. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. So hey. It's actually $30 million. It's not $20 million. I posted the link on your Twitter account.
So here's the thing. I've seen there's updated numbers, and I'm waiting for Justin Rogers to update it. And I kind of trust the beat guys more than a national website. And since they don't have exact terms on these last two signings, I don't know. We just decided to be vague. 20's a lot. It's north of 20.
It's like 25 or something, but yeah.
I don't know. I looked at the numbers. It's hard math in there. I think two is totally reasonable with that amount, though, Doug. I got to tell you. But
of course, Sean, they're going to sign like 9 guys.
So I want to be really bold. Okay, so first of all, love Crowell. I want him, and I want to cut Theo. I'm tired of listening to Boyk and he catch the ball. I want a big bruising back. But what I really want is a big name corner. I want them to do a trade for like a Patrick Peterson or a Janoris Jenkins, that level, like a real serious lockdown corner on the other side of the slate. That's what I'd like to see happen.
All right.
So he didn't sign a free agent. Thanks for playing. Let's go to Tim in Davisburg. You're next. Hi, Davis. Tim.
Hey, how's it going? I guess mine is more of a theory. I mean, I just don't understand why you would kick the can down the road on the salary cap. I'm not 100% salary cap guru or anything. And I know there's some context where you can roll the money over to the next year. But I think it's a sign. If they're not spending or getting a big-name free agent, I think it's to get rid of Stafford, to trade him and or move on from him.
You think they're using you think they're cutting Stafford this year?
I don't know if they're cutting him. They might be trading him. And or if it rolls over to next year, if he's not a stud, they're going to have the money to get rid of him. I mean, I know the salary cap's $188 million, and Cleveland's cap salary cap is over $200 million because they got to roll over a ton of money. So I mean,
this is an interesting theory.
I don't see him spending another $29 million this year.
Oh, they're not going to. They're not going to spend all that money, but they do have money to spend. And here's where you can spend it on 1 year contracts. That's where you can get it done.
But is his idea that they're war chesting to cut Stafford this year or trade Stafford this year is
interesting. Yeah, they wouldn't cut him. They would trade him.
Of course, he didn't sign a free agent either. This isn't that complicated, but if people don't want to do it, they don't have to.
I'd like to apologize to Joe.
You started this down the wrong path.
Listen,
I'm blaming you.
I want to sign another free agent. Can I add on? Come on.
I'm starting with an apology.
I'm with you, Gator. Let's just start spending all this money. I'm not even mocking you. I want to spend more money because there's a lot of free agents out there, and I want them all.
I'd like to apologize to Joe Lippman. Joe Lippman sent us a tweet and says, turn on 97 won the ticket and legitimately thought we signed Denard and Barry. Thanks for the false hope, Doug and Gator.
No, these are the headlines we want to read today, Joe.
Sorry, Joe. I'm sorry. It's what I wanted to spend more money. Doug shot it down. Now Kang's on board.
I want to spend more money, too.
Kang is Team Gator, as is Evan, but Doug's on the island. That wasn't my intention.
Whatever. Let's just all sign 5 or 6 free agents.
Well, Gator's plan sounds more fun.
They've got the money. Look, I love your idea of DJ Fluker. My two guys. Who's your guy again, Kang?
Isaiah Crowell. Let's get
them all done.
Let's get them all.
We get all in
this
there.
This is one of those things. You know how talk radio works. Hey, who would you rather have? Ariana Grande or Selena Gomez or both? Oh, I don't know, guys. Both.
Well,
this is the easiest topic ever if we do it that way.
If you have the good looks enough, you can get them both. We've got the cap space.
Maybe if you got a sense of humor like
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson. God, that's so annoying.
I don't think it's a Pete sense Davidson. Of humor that he's bringing to the table.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, man. Everybody's on Team Gator on this one.
I didn't mean to create such a storm here.
We have discovered, the best questions that you ask are the ones that really you get one of two things. They're difficult to answer, or you kind of have half the audience believes one way or half the audience believes the other. If you start with sort of an easier answer, if it's an easy answer question, like sign 4 free agents, I mean, we could do that. I suppose we will. And you're getting a lot of support here. The ticket texters. I mean, listen to this. Uncle Gator's house sounds like a lot more fun than Uncle Doug's.
You can play with all the toys over there, not just one.
Why does Doug feel it's necessary to ruin the show every day?
Not every day.
F your rules, Karsh.
Oh, no.
Tell Doug to stop being a bitch. Signed, everyone. Lighten up, Francis. Wet blanket, Doug strikes again. I mean, they're all over me. But you have to understand, we kind of know how this works. We know what makes you know, what makes it caller-driven, but if you get to sign all the guys you want, and my man who's got the cap space, that page doesn't have the two contracts that the Lions beat reporters haven't worked in. I don't know what to expect out of the Zenner deal or the Ibushi deal.
Well, I can't imagine Zenner deal is too much. I would imagine somewhere between the two of them, got to be combined less than $5 million.
One would think. But remember I said, how much did Jesse James get? And he said, I don't know. I said, it's a 4-year deal. And you have $16 million. He got 25. Like, if you'd ever think that Justin Coleman would get 4 years, $9 million per, we wouldn't have guessed that. So we just went with the safe and easy. They got north of $20 million. How much north? We're not sure. But who would be your number one free agent you would target right now? Is how it started, but then Gator signed 2, and now all hell.
Now I want to sign 3. I got Crowell, Fitzpatrick, and Denard.
You want Fitzpatrick? You want Fitzpatrick?
I don't trust
here.
Connor Cook, man. And Fitzmagic, he's fun. Listen, if Stafford goes down, we know the season's over anyways. Let's have some Fitzmagic. There's a chance, right? He's done it a couple times, not just once.
I like Fitzmagic as a backup. I just don't like that beard.
Plus, man, that beard, but it's like Connor. He comes in with the Connor
walk.
Yeah,
well, the Connor, when he was dressed up like Connor, that was awesome. That was awesome. McGregor in jail right now, or is he out?
Yeah, he's out.
Okay. Forgot to smash up somebody's phone in Miami. Got very upset.
So, Doug, what 4 free agents would you like to purchase?
I'm just trying to work on my terms with Fluker, and we'll move from there.
Mine and Gator's team.
Don't spend
better.
It all in one place, though.
248-539-9797. Ryan's on a cell, and he's next. Hi, Ryan.
It's a big.
How's it going
Fluker.
Today, gentlemen?
Hey.
I'll play the game. I want one free agent.
All right.
Who do you want?
I want Eric Berry.
Okay.
Just cut. I mean, I understand there'll be a lot of money, but I feel like we make a lot of this notion of the salary cap matters. I feel like the salary cap is monopoly money. because they constantly manipulate it. It constantly changes. It goes up. So, I mean, I understand he's coming off the injury. That's why I feel like the one-year deal might be worth it.
I think, you see, and I agree that the money is always manipulated. And I think a guy like Eric Berry screams one-year contract. He's a guy who's coming off of injury. He's obviously a very talented player, has been a very talented player. I think teams would be very cautious about offering him a multi-year deal. I think he can get it done for 1 year, and I don't think it would take a whole lot. I don't think you're talking north of $10 million on him.
Yeah, definitely wouldn't be Landon Collins money, no. That's for sure.
You know what? It's a risk because he's had so many injuries, including the dreaded torn Achilles, and yet I can respect that the Lions are in a position where they need to take a risk here and there. You know, we knew we were going to talk about this, so I spent a lot of time scouring the free agents and trying to figure out which one made the most sense. There are so many guys that free agent class, to be honest with you, feels picked over to me at this point for the positions that the Lions really need. But at the end of the day, they have to take a chance here or there.
Well, there are still some names out there that are going to be interesting to see how much money they command than a couple of former Lions. Golden Tate is still out there for wide receivers. What is he going to command? Because there's been some big money handed out to receivers that didn't think it was going to be that big. Ziggy Ansah is another one.
Mm-hmm.
You got the edge rushers out there. Justin Houston was released by Kansas City, so he's out there now. Now, Justin Houston, very productive throughout his career, but he's had some injury issues as well. Both of those guys are similar players. We talked about it earlier when there was the possibility of the Lions trading for Justin Houston. What are those guys going to get on the free agent market? Again, those are guys that are prime candidates for one-year deals, right? And at this point, it's kind of this is the one-year deal realm now after the first couple of days of free agency. What would it cost? I mean, you want to shore up that defensive line, get more of a pass rush? People will say, well, draft the guy at 8. What if you signed Justin Houston?
Well, that was one of the ones that came in via Twitter. The guy you'd like to go after was Justin Houston. Now, Justin Houston has been Kansas City's Ziggy Ansah. A little more productive, but he's been their guy that can't stay healthy, can't stay in the lineup, and he's taken up a ton of their cap space. Now that he's out there in free agency, it's more intriguing. It's more intriguing. 248-539-9797. Let's see. It has to be Darqueze Dennard freeing up the ability to take Devin White at 8. It's from Dylan. The only thing I have with Dennard is he's played 5 seasons in the league. Do you know how many picks he has?
Not many, but he hasn't, because he didn't start for the first couple of years either.
Yeah.
But I know he doesn't have many.
He has 3. The Lions have just come. I'd like to hear the Lions have come to terms with Jared Cook, tight end, and Eric Berry, safety. They could afford both of them. That's from Griffin Royal Oak. Again, Eric Berry, it's an injury question. Jared Cook picked a hell of a year to have a good year, and he had a really good year. This past season was kind of an outlier for him, and he's in New Orleans, I believe, visiting today. I would imagine if the Lions wanted Jared Cook, they wouldn't have gone out and gotten Jesse James so quick. I mean, that was quick. They clearly targeted James. I would only think that Jared Cook would potentially end up here as if he can't find a home. And I'm not sure that's going to be the case. He'll find a home. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Eric Berry, please. We don't need a long-term safety, but he could teach the young guys and make an impact now. Again, at the right price? Yeah. The right price? I wouldn't mind seeing Eric Berry come in here.
1 year deal, yeah.
Detroit Lions. I'd like to hear the Lions have agreed to terms with free agent wide receiver Jeff Janis. I'd like to hear the Lions have come to terms with Blake Bortles for backup quarterback. That's from Robin Toledo.
Well, here are the quarterbacks that are available. You got Blake Bortles. Now, Teddy Bridgewater's an interesting one because he's apparently Miami's after him, and he wants to stay in New Orleans because he thinks there's going to be an opportunity there in the next year or two. With
I thought it was reported he was going back.
Well, I saw a thing yesterday. I was watching ESPN free agent special they had.
Yeah.
And it was live. And apparently he wants to stay in New Orleans, but if Miami offers – life-changing money was the term. If Miami offers life-changing money, he'd have to take the Miami offer. But
I think of the free agent quarterbacks, and I haven't looked at a list here.
I've got the list in front of me.
I'd probably go Bortles.
Bortles, Bridgewater, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Colin Kaepernick, and then you got guys like Sam Bradford, Matt Cassel, Mike Glennon, Robert Griffin III.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.